everyone. Welcome to the Game Gravy Rewind podcast, episode 14. This is Michael, and here with me I have Anthony, Jeff, and a guest, Holly, from Infendo.com. Say hi, everyone.
Hey, everyone.
So we're going to start it off with what we've been playing, and I will start it off super quick by saying I've been playing World of Warcraft. Yes, it's dangerous, but I signed up for it super quick to try the new content that's coming out this Thursday, and it was fun. And
so
I'm sure.
Level are you?
I am 90, level 90. I'm max. I'm at the cap level.
That's max.
90.
That's max.
Any higher than 90.
You use the free 90
on
cap.
Thursday when. What was
you,
that?
You know how like you actually can get.
No, dude. That I did this. I got to 90 before that even came out. I used that for a separate character for fun. But I tried out the new leading content that leads into the expansion, and it's pretty good. It's fun. It was super quick though. It took me about a half hour to get through it.
Right.
And when the expansion rolls out on Thursday, you can get up to level 100 through going through all the quests and different dungeons and stuff like that.
Yeah, that won't be the expansion I'm playing on Thursday. But
no, it won't be. I will be playing another expansion on Thursday. I'll be playing that after I play with you. We'll talk about that later. The other one I've been playing is Persona 4. And gosh, I'm already third or four chapters into it, and I still haven't gotten to any gameplay yet. It's just video of dialogue between all the characters going back and forth. So
wait, you're three or four chapters in, you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is odd.
It's really odd. I mean, it's cool because it's like I'm watching this anime show and whatever, but I want to play as well. Like personally, I think that when you're in a chapter, like they should show you some storyline, and at the end of the chapter, you can play, or in the middle, play, and then go to the next chapter. Right now, you're kind of discovering the key elements in the plot, what's going on, but you can't really do anything. So I'm kind of like, okay. And the outside world is kind of like a hierarchy of like blocks, and you click on a block and you watch the movie. So I'm hoping it opens up a little bit more and you can actually start playing. But yeah.
I know we've talked about it before, but is the fighting style in that game, is it like Street Fighter or is it more like Tekken?
It's kind of like Marvel vs. Capcom, to be honest. Okay. Because you have these things called personas, and they're like, I don't know, like a different version of you that's like stronger and crazier. I don't quite know.
Similar to like Persona 3, like, you know, where you shot yourself in the head and then it summoned the guy out, and then that's what fought for you in the turn-based battles?
Yeah, but it's not like that because it's using those elements, but it's an actual fighting game, like Marvel vs. Capcom. Like, it's literally just fighting.
Okay.
That's it. It's not like an RPG-based game, turn-based game, or anything like that. But that's it for me, and I'll let you guys run into it.
I see here in the notes you forgot out the game I really wanted to talk about, so I'll get to that. But
okay.
We'll start with Rock Zombie. I was playing that. That's from Enjoy Up Games. So that's like basically like the cheesiest horror movie game you'll ever play. It has, I don't know, it's like N64 graphics, but slightly better, like high definition ones. And it's an old school arcade style beat 'em up kind of game, sort of like Final Fight or Golden Axe. The story takes place, you're like a chick rock band, and while you're in the middle of playing a show, zombies start attacking, and then from there you just go to random locations to fight off the zombies. You could like attack with your guitar, and then you could do combo moves, which are called like death metal and rock and roll and stuff like that. It's like the gameplay itself's not bad, it's just like the presentation and everything else around it's pretty horrible. And the one thing I love about like beat 'em up games is like when they're co-op. I love playing like couch co-op like beat 'em up games, and this game doesn't have any co-op. It's just single player. So.
I was wondering about that because the graphics look excellent, and if the story was good, it looks like it could have been a good game. But that's kind of disappointing.
What graphics were you looking at, man?
The screenshots.
The screenshots are like high res. Like the graphics are pretty awful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I didn't play the game. I don't know, but the screenshots look pretty good. So.
Yeah, and there's like they'll take like assets and like reuse them.
I laughed about that.
Yeah,
you told me about that.
Yeah, you'll see like the same garbage can like at every single location in the game, and it's just like really.
They just move them around, stack them, and then put the garbage bags here and there. Yeah, it's kind of lazy. So.
Yeah, and I hate bashing games, but it's just like, you know, it is what it is.
That's true.
They were lazy and used lazy assets, so I'm gonna call them out on it.
Sure.
The other game I'm going to talk about real quick, and then I'll get to the game I really wanted to talk about, was Flappin' Zagetta. It's basically a Flappy Bird clone, and I'm not going to really talk any more about it. It's garbage.
When I read your review for that, when I was proofing it, I kind of was like, wow, is Ant like getting like jaded on his reviews or what's going on? And then looking at some of the video footage of the game, I was like, no, he's being 100% truthful and accurate on this one. It looks pretty bad.
I read the Nintendo product page for it, and it kind of like I felt insulted after reading it, because it's like, yeah, to get through this game you need to be highly intelligent and be like a really experienced gamer. I'm like, no, you don't. You just need to be intelligent enough not to buy it.
There you go.
And it was just like, yeah, I'm like, I'm an experienced gamer, and, you know, I'm somewhat intelligent, and this game's terrible.
Yeah. When the mechanics prevent you from progressing through the level, I think that's kind of an issue, so.
But anyways, I want to talk about an actual really good Nintendo Wii U exclusive that I've been playing, and that's Stealth Inc. 2, game of clones, and that game is awesome.
Yeah, the music's great in that game, too. I was watching some of the videos on that, and I'm like, wow, I like this.
Yeah. You know, actually, trailer I've seen, I know it's off topic, that had awesome music was Splatoon.
Yeah, I didn't see that trailer, but yeah, I know they at the event it was fun.
It's a good trailer.
It is. Oh, it's an excellent trailer. It's
amazing.
Everyone needs to point at Mike and laugh because he still hasn't watched the Nintendo Direct, I bet.
I have not. But I've been doing other things on the site. So
if you can see, I'm virtually pointing at him and laughing. Cause
yeah, I can feel you guys pointing at me. You too, Holly.
You missed the announcement for one of the most highly anticipated games coming out on a Nintendo system.
I know.
For a long time now.
I'm going to watch it tonight after this just because of that.
It's called Majora's Mask. You did at least learn that that's happening, right?
I did, yeah. In fact, I got the press release for that, and I posted
spoilers.
It online, so that I'm aware of.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, true story, not to throw it off topic, but when I was at work, someone actually asked me, like, oh, man, did you just get that tattoo for the game? I was like, no, I've had Majora's Mask on my arm for a long time now.
They actually asked
you
that?
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's like, because he wanted to pre-order it, and I was like, he's like, oh, you got that for the game, didn't you? And I was like, no. Zelda's like my longtime favorite franchise.
You should have said, yeah, I got it for the game 14 years ago.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways.
That would have been hilarious. Okay,
Jeff,
so
why don't you run into what you're talking
about? I'm not
done
talking about stealth, man.
See what I mean? Like, you just ran. Go ahead.
So anyways, Stealth 2 is from, or Stealth Inc. 2 is from Curve Digital. I actually had a chance to play and review the first one on PlayStation 4 when it came out. It was like a director's cut. It was like a definitive edition of it. Anyways, but when that came out on the PS4, I had a chance to play it, and I thought it was pretty good. But I thought it was like lacking something. The level design was set up so it was kind of like just like one-off levels. Like you play 1-1, then you move to 1-2. There was nothing really in between. Well, on the Wii U one, they actually made a whole like Metroidvania style overworld. So you actually are exploring the whole facility of the company that's testing the clones, and you get to explore through the whole entire level layout. And as you come up to the test chamber doors, that'll be like your level 1, your level 2. So it's actually something more than just selecting a level. And you can't actually progress around the whole thing until you earn and unlock the gadgets that you find in each of the testing chambers. So it reminds me a lot of like Super Metroid, where you can't progress through certain doors because you won't have like a super missile, or you won't have like the power bomb to get through certain colored doors. Well, like they do the same thing, so they kind of cut you out from going. It kind of like push you in the right direction, but at the same time, you still feel like you're exploring something.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of other unique features they added in for the Wii U release. There's Miiverse postings throughout the whole overworld, so it kind of reminds me of how they do it with the Mario games. And I thought that was really unique from an indie game, because I don't think I've seen any Miiverse postings within a game in an indie title. So either they worked hand in hand with Nintendo because it's an exclusive, or they're just not lazy like some of the other developers.
I don't know. They might have opened up their platform a little bit for them to utilize it.
Yeah, I don't know how generous Nintendo is with their API, but I guess they're working with third-party developers as well to put amiibos in their games.
Really?
So okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Well, they have Sonic and
Well,
Mega Man.
that's true, yeah.
I mean, but so kind of lost my train of thought where I was
exactly.
going with that.
Okay.
But yeah, so there's some other cool, unique Wii U features. Like they have a co-op mode that is kind of asynchronous in the fact that one person uses the gamepad to be the hacker and the other person controls the clone on the screen. So you're not just playing two people on the screen. One person is actually like kind of like, I guess you could say it's like a god mode kind of, because you're controlling everything that's going on the screen while the other person's running around. It's similar to in Rayman Legends, the Murphy levels that you would play. And one person would like use the shield to protect Rayman, or, you know, turn cranks to move the blocks for Rayman.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, yeah, you're doing the same thing. So you kind of lose all control of your gadgets as the clone, and it kind of goes to the hacker. And there'll be even like times when the enemies are invisible, and you have to kind of call out, "Hey, there's an enemy here." But the game actually changes completely, because it's not like that if you're playing single player. So it's actually cool, because it's like playing two games almost.
What were you gonna say, Jeff?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, I thought you said something.
But okay. Yeah, so I actually thought this game was really good. I thought they took a lot of time putting in some unique elements into the game that really take advantage of the Wii U hardware. And just to see a company go out of their way and really put a polish on a game where, you know, it almost feels like Nintendo made it's pretty nice, because you really don't see that from the indie titles. I mean, there's a handful of them.
You do only a very short period of time, like for a very select handful of titles that it actually feels like Nintendo made.
Yeah,
like the only other game I could think of was Shovel Knight.
SteamWorld Dig's really good too.
That one is too. Yeah. Yep.
I really enjoy both of those. There's a couple other too. Like I thought Guacamelee was really good, as well.
Yeah, that one I didn't play, but
that one's a good game.
I remember you loving that game. So, all right, Jeff, you want to run into what you've been talking about or you've been playing?
Sure. Yeah. My two most recent reviews on Game Gravy, one of them was for the 3DS. It's Ninja Battle Heroes. I was so hesitant. I was just like, I really don't want to review this game. Because it's...
I remember that, but you were excited afterwards.
Yeah, because it's the thing. Like, first of all, me and Anthony have this whole love-hate relationship with our 3DS at the moment. Like, we both love the 3DS, but we hate picking it up to play a game. We just... I don't know.
I love mine. I play mine every night before I go to bed, like a little kid.
Anyways, maybe if we had Fantasy Life, we'd play a little bit more. I don't know, but
I was about to say, Holly's
gonna need to get that game.
I might pick that up.
I need someone to play that game multiplayer with.
We're
really
thinking
badly
about it. But
I might pick that up, especially with the Target sale with the buy two get one free.
Oh, dude, just go to Best Buy. Buy one get one half off. 3DS titles.
Why would I buy? Oh, yeah. Well, I can get
that's
one
what
for
I did
free
to
too.
Get Smash Brothers.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
No, it's cool. Anyway, this game, it's made by Tom Create. I don't know if anybody remembers, but on the DSi, they had games. There is from the Go series. They're like Go This, you know, like whatever it was. Well, they're all very inexpensive games, so they're very well known for making very cheap games. Well, this game's actually only $2.99, and I have to say it's well worth every penny, because it's a lot longer than I thought it was going to be, and but at the same time, it's over too quickly as you're playing, just because like you get really into it, and then right at the end, it's done. But it's a typical like side-scrolling platformer, kind of hack and slash, kind of not. It works really well with the 3D up, actually, because there's enemies in the background that throw ninja stars at you that are coming from the background to the foreground to fight you. So there's a lot of animation and effects that actually push really good on the 3D. So I'm very, very impressed with that for being such an inexpensive title. The controls are extremely simple. It's pretty much just press, you know, what is it? I think it's X. And once they get too close, you end up slashing them with the sword. And, I mean, you got your touch screen for all your other special moves and your upgrades that you can get. The whole point of the game is you're coming home from a training mission, and all of a sudden everybody in your whole entire clan has been kidnapped. And the whole point is to go and rescue them. And some of them are tied up, and you got to save them. Others are actually have been... I guess, brainwashed, and they're in like a mind warp, so they actually try to attack you. And once you actually save them, they end up joining you, and they turn into summons, so you can summon them in the middle of battle if you need to be healed or if you need them to
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it throws a different appeal. And there's also leveling up, too. So you can level up your attacks. You can level up your summons. You can level up a bunch of different things. So it's a very, very in-depth game for $3. That's for sure. And it's not, you know, it's like they actually took their time. And at the same time, they didn't want to charge a crap ton of money, which I applaud them for that one. But I highly recommend anybody going out to check that one out, especially you, Ant, even though you don't like picking up your 3DS like me. But it's definitely worth the $3. But the other game is Home. I got that for PS4. And I know we already did reviews for, what was it, Lone Survivor?
Lone Survivor.
Yeah, this has the same exact graphic style to it. Same exact 16-bit style. But this game actually reminded me of Maniac Mansion. And I loved Maniac Mansion.
Interesting.
Yeah, Maniac Mansion was one of my favorite NES games, just because I...
Oh, yeah. So Home is the horror survival, the 8 or 16-bit horror survival.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like Maniac Mansion kind of meets Lone Survivor, but there's no, like, enemies or anything you're trying to hide from or anything like that. It's, you know, but at the same time, it's like a text-based adventure, because... So, like there's this table, and you go up to it, and it's like, oh, there's a gun on the table. And then it asks the questions like, did I pick it up? And you choose yes or no. So you choose how everything happens, whether you're going to carry things, pick up things, inspect stuff or not. And it totally affects how the game ends, because there's a couple different endings as well. And there's a multiple...
That's cool.
Yeah, multiple ways you can go about it. And, of course, I had to... go extremely immersive and wear headphones in extreme darkness, so it made it kind of creepy, even though it's a side-scrolling 16-bit, because there's no music.
Well, sure, no. It's all about the music and atmosphere, right?
Yeah, there's no music. It's 100% ambience and random sounds out of nowhere.
That'd be cool.
So, yeah, but I...
Now,
go ahead.
I have a couple questions for you, because I played Lone Survivor, so I'm kind of want to compare them. There's like no action sequences? It's all text-based?
Yeah, it's all text-based, and it actually, I know in your review you were saying you didn't like the, I think it was micromanagement with the inventory system. There is pretty much, there's no inventory system in this game, pretty much. You can pick up...
So do they do, like, you are being chased by a ghost. Do you run, or do you stay?
No, like, it's not like that, because, like, you are literally isolated, so you feel like there's no one else there, and you have no idea why you're in this home. Because you wake up, here, and you're, how do I get out? And you end up going underground, on the outside, you go into the other areas, and you just...
I want to pick this game up. It sounds really fun.
Yeah, it's really, really good, and... it's actually really cheap too. This one is $2.99 also. So, exactly, for $3. Because the indie studio is Benjamin Rivers. I know they're working on another game. Yeah. I cannot remember what it's called. I really want to know what it's called.
Yeah, I spoke to him. He's a really nice guy. I emailed them out. Like, he was great.
Yeah, one of their games coming up soon. I'm actually interested in playing. It's like some weird love story in space. I don't know what it's about, but it looks interesting, and it's the same graphic style, so I'm definitely interested in checking that one out. But
can you fail like can you fail at like an objective, or is it like something where you just, it's like you have to kind of figure out a puzzle to just progress, but there's like no way to your game to end?
Yeah, like you can't really die. It's mainly like you just go through and like, oh, well, you can't get past that part. Well, figure it out. So you have to go back and try to observe things. But like, oh, well, okay, maybe I needed to turn this crank a couple more times, or maybe I needed to inspect this, or maybe I forgot something in a different room, or maybe there's a switch behind this painting. You know, like there's so many different things. Like you have no real direction, and it's all left up to you to explore and figure it out yourself. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely worth $3. That's for sure. So, but those are the two main games I've been playing lately.
Okay. Holly, do you want to talk about what you've been playing?
Sure. I find it interesting that you guys always talking about like multiple games that you've been playing. I'm more of a like pick one big AAA game and just sink my teeth into it, really, which you can't do with a lot of AAA, well, with all AAA games, but I have been playing a game called Fantasy Life that we have already actually talked about a little bit lately, which is not exactly a AAA game, but it is a very deep RPG from Level 5. There's just so much to the game that I find it actually quite difficult to think, like, where do I start? As far as the story goes, I'll kind of start there. There isn't, like, a super strict kind of story path that you have to follow in this game. There is, like, some introductory material that I found to be really quite boring to begin with. But once you get past that, the pacing, I mean, you can basically just play the game however you like to. So in this game, there are 12, like, life classes that you can start out with. And you can actually choose any one that you want. But I would actually recommend choosing one of the combat styles of lives, I guess. There are, like, four, I think, combat lives that you could choose from. Like a paladin, a mercenary, which is actually what I went with, a mage. Actually, it's called a wizard, technically, and a hunter. So I kind of just started out on a mercenary, and I have actually really enjoyed being a mercenary. I actually moved from there to being an angler, though, which is a gathering class. And then I moved from that to being a tailor. I just had some quests that I needed to be a tailor to complete. So
that's cool. So you can do multiple different classes then, like to level up.
Yeah, there are like 12. You know, like I say, 12 lives that you can choose from. Hence the fact that it's called Fantasy Life. And
okay,
right.
Interesting.
Yeah. No matter which life you pick. Like, what you'll be doing in that life, whether you're crafting something or gathering something or fighting something, you'll be able to gain experience points and just level up your character's general, like, base level. Okay. But you'll also be able to rank up within that individual class as well, so.
So if you're, like, if you wanted to, could you take all 12 classes and level them all up to max?
Yes, but as far as I can tell, that would take probably hundreds of hours to do.
Okay, it sounds like it from the depth of the game.
I was just curious if it like yeah. if it kept like your levels when you switched class. Like if you went, like you said, you went to angler to tailor. If you went back to angler, is it going to keep your angler level?
Well, it's like I say, you have kind of like a base level
gotcha.
That applies to all your different classes. No matter which one that you're in, you have the same level. But then within each class, you can rank up, which you don't have, like, a specific level within that class. You just have a specific rank, which is basically the same thing as a level. So you're trying to level up within that class, but at the same time, you're raising your normal level as well.
This sounds like a very dangerous game for me to play because I like MMOs, and I love crafting, and I love doing things like that, and I could see myself sinking tons of hours into this game.
Well,
yes, there's plenty to do as well. I mean, quests, and you can advance the story, of course, which opens up more of the world.
And you said it is multiplayer, too?
Yeah, there's an online, like, co-op type mode where you can basically just explore with a friend. Like, if you play this game online with somebody, I don't think you have to stick together necessarily. You could just kind of be wandering around each on your own, but you can send messages. And
that's cool.
Yeah, in the same world.
This is the game that me and Anthony have been begging for. Like, we've been begging for a game like this, actually, for a long time, because we've been longtime fans of Animal Crossing, and then we're always longtime fans of, like, not necessarily Rune Factory, say, but I guess more like Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles type, and if we wanted to mix both of those together, and I guess that kind of could be Fantasy Life with a mix of Harvest Moon, I guess.
Kinda. Yeah, I've heard all sorts of weird comparisons, like Fantasy Life is these two games put together, and it's like, it's really hard to say which two games or which three or four games to,
well, I'm
to
glad,
like, compare
because
it
that
to.
Means it's unique and diverse at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, it was
somewhat. Yeah,
I was telling her how we went to Blockbuster when we were in college, Jeff, to get Animal Crossing 2 weeks before it came
out.
Oh
yeah, we did, and we had to what was it? And we didn't have a memory card at the time, did we? So we had to.
Well, we didn't have the Animal Crossing memory card, which had special data on it.
Yeah. So we had to transfer everything over anyway. Or I can't remember. Did we start over from scratch again?
Yeah, we had to start over because you couldn't transfer your town data.
I remember
over.
waking up so early just to check my mail before I went to class. That was so terrible.
I can't understand that very well. I never got into Animal Crossing in the way that
I
many
didn't
people
either.
have.
You know, like, the thing is ever since the first one came out, I can't get into it the same way. I played the first one religiously. I really think the NES games that they had in the first one really, like, kind of helped you, like, play the game because, when you were inside the game, I think there was like 12 to 14 different NES games you can get, like ROMs you can get in the game that you could actually play. So you could actually find like Mike Tyson's Punch-Out or
Balloon
like
Fight.
Clu-Clu Land or Donkey Kong. Yeah, Balloon Fight. Like you could
Were they like the full version of the game though?
Yeah, they
Yeah.
were the absolute full version.
That's really weird.
I remember,
And you could
that
just
is
play it within the
yeah,
game. It's
in my
bizarre.
basement, I had my little game room, and
And
I had
awesome.
like all these Nintendo systems, and they were all the different games. And Anthony would come over and be like,
Oh,
"Oh, those are
because it
so
was in your
sweet."
house that you have within the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get the cartridge, and it throws like a little Nintendo on like an NES on the floor. And when
That's
you launch
cool.
up the NES, yeah, it actually launches up the actual game.
That's
So
awesome.
I think that added to the appeal of the GameCube version because like that was like the first time you kind of got your ROMs like in I mean later on they had the Virtual Console, which I still think like if they did an Animal Crossing on the Wii U, it should be able to access your home screen's Virtual Console so you can have like the little games and launch them from within Animal Crossing because like
Aren't they gonna do that? I thought they are.
No, well, I don't. Well, I'm sure they'll do an Animal Crossing, but I think it would be cool to have it interface with the games that are actually on your Wii U dashboard, so
Oh,
that
yeah.
you could have like the little ROMs in your room, so you can launch it right from in the game. Because I don't know. I just thought that was a really cool feature of the original Animal
I play
Crossing.
some DuckTales in my Animal Crossing home.
They even had DuckTales in there, huh? That's awesome.
No, they didn't have
No,
DuckTales.
I'm just
Game.
saying
Aw,
that would
come
be
on.
cool if they
Oh, you
did.
would.
No,
I'd
no
play
Capcom
that.
games, just Nintendo published games
Yeah.
that were in
I
there.
know. Yeah.
Well, if there's anything I've learned from the NES Quest and playing all these NES games, it's that there were so many good third-party games that came out on the NES on top of all the great Nintendo ones.
Very true.
And it was just a good
Absolutely.
system.
What game are you currently playing on your Quest?
I need a Well, actually, no, I'm moving on to Punch-Out. I have kind of I would say given up actually on Super Mario Bros. 3 just 'cause I don't have enough time to be able to beat all the games that I play and I did get quite far in Super Mario Bros. 3. Someday I'll beat it, but today's
Did you
not that
support
day, so
Wizards?
I'll
Yeah, I was gonna
probably be
say.
moving on to
Yeah, I know,
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Use the whistles.
I haven't found any of those yet though.
Oh.
There's one in the
So
there's one in the
how do you
desert. You
find
gotta
them?
get the Well, there's one
Watch
in the desert.
the
You gotta
wizard
get the
with Fred Savage. Was there?
Get out of here.
Hey.
You have to use the hammer to break one of the blocks, like it's on the right-hand wall
Yeah.
of the desert level. And then
Mm-hmm.
I want to say in the
It's in the first level.
third or fourth
No, it's in the
world.
first. Dude,
Yeah, in the first
you can
world.
get two whistles in the first world, then the third whistle in the second world, and then use all three of them to go to the very last world. And that's it. Bam.
Yep, I remember that
Wreck, wreck,
trick.
wreck.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I know the one that's in I know one of them that's in the first world is in I want to say it's level 3 or level 4, but you have to like hold down on a white block like it has like a shadow behind it and you'll go behind the screen then.
And you have to
And then once
run.
you're behind the screen, you just have to take off towards the right and you'll go behind where the at the end of the levels where you can hit the star or the fire flower or the mushroom, but you'll be behind there, and then you'll kind of like walk into a door, and then inside that door is a warp whistle.
Yeah, don't feel bad. Like if like going into that game and playing it now, if you don't remember or you've never gotten those things before, it you would never know. Like I remember reading like Nintendo Power to figure out some of those things back in the day. You
Yeah, I
know?
used to have every episode or every issue of Nintendo Power. I used to
Same
love that
here.
magazine.
Otherwise,
Yeah.
I mean, there'd be it'd be hard to figure all that stuff out because they buried that stuff to make it difficult.
That does make me feel better. Thank you.
Yeah.
But
For
I'll
sure.
try to find a warp whistle or two and figure out how to beat that dang game someday.
Yeah.
But I think I'll move on to Punch Out because I wanna try some new games. So there's
Punch-Out's
just not
fun.
enough time, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Punch-Out's like ridiculously difficult though. I'm just
It
giving you a
is.
heads up.
I remember having to read little guides for that too back
You'll
in the
get
day.
to
Bald
like
Bull.
Tiger Ali and you'll No, Bulbul's easy. You just gotta hit him in the
He's
gut.
got to know
But
when to
you'll
hit
get
him.
to like Yeah. You'll get to like Tiger Ali and like Soda Popinski, and those guys are just so brutal that you're gonna like want to throw your controller.
I remember throwing my controller a bunch back then too. Yep.
Oh, dang. And I've always been prone to do that. I'm telling you, it's a redheaded thing. We get angry easy.
I think it's an any person thing when they play that game because that game is frustrating, but it's fun. One of my friends broke the controller that way, I
I'll
think.
Let you know how that goes.
I have one more question for you about Fantasy Life because I was listening to your podcast earlier, and did you ever get to the second area of the game?
Oh, like the second town?
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten there.
Oh my gosh.
That's how much I'm just enjoying. I mean, there's like three different types of quests that you can do. Quests that level up your class, like rank you up in the life class that you're in. There are quests that advance the story. Those are the ones that I haven't been doing very much of. And then there are just quests given to you by townsfolk, and I've just been, trying out a couple of different wives and ranking up in those and doing favors for townsfolk because I'm just, in real life, I actually am kind of a nice person and I want to do whatever I can to help people. And so even when I play video games, I still kind of have that mentality of like, well, these people need me. So I have not been progressing in the story enough to get to that second town, Port Puerto. I'm still having trouble with that
I'm
one.
the same way when I play games, only because I feel like if I don't do everything that's in the first town, I feel like when I move on to the second town, I'll never go back. And it's just like I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta complete every single thing in this area.
Or you
Like,
can miss something that you could use in the
nope.
next one.
Oh, okay.
So.
As I say, I'm not gonna miss anything. I'm such like a I'm so OCD when I play games. It's like I'm not
Oh,
even fun to
I
play games
know.
with.
I
Yeah.
know. I am
Yep,
kind of empty a little bit. But,
and that's how I feel. Like there are so many quests. Like I've kind of actually been overwhelmed by like townsfolk's requests that I don't know
That's
when
kind of
I'll ever
funny.
get around to completing the story. But there is some downloadable content for this game that opens up a lot of new options and a new location or two. You have to have completed the main storyline and gotten to at least level 50
Oh, wow.
before you can even buy the downloadable content, as far as I can tell. So that's kind of interesting. Can't wait to get to that point, but it's like $9. I'll have to look into see,
That's a
or I'll have to
really.
look into that and see how worth it is.
Yeah, that's a really odd way to do DLC because what if only 30% of the people ever get to that level?
I know, and that is totally likely.
I think they're counting on people grinding through all this stuff because they like it and then, yeah, getting to the DLC. Or they're giving
Yeah.
people motivation to get to it so that they could see what that content is. You'd see it from two
Anyways,
different
yeah.
ways. Anywho,
I know part of the content allows you to have a dragon as a pet,
that's awesome.
so
That's
I'm
cool.
looking forward to that. Right now, I have a pet dog, is all, but I'm really looking forward to having a dragon follow me around.
Can you name your dog?
Be cool. You can. I named my dog Sergio.
Sergio. Why
Nice.
Sergio?
Yeah.
Is he Russian?
He just looked like a Sergio. I work at a library, and there are these kids' books based around, I think, a penguin named Sergio, and the name just popped into my head. I was like, what the heck? I'll go with it.
Nice.
So,
That's funny.
fun
I
game,
mean,
though.
and
Super
your dog's name
addicting.
is Jack Bauer, so I mean, come
It's
on.
there's no Jack, it's just Bauer.
Yeah, but that's where you got it from, so.
Yes, that's true. But that's my dog in real life.
Yeah, that's real life, so.
And he's a jerk.
In real
He is
life.
a jerk.
I'd name my real life dog Sergio.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But
But
anywho,
yeah.
let's move on to the news. How about that?
Yeah, for sure.
I can get some of this PC stuff over with because I know you guys love that. So BlizzCon happened the other day.
Hey,
What was
Mike.
it, Thursday and Friday? Yeah.
Sorry to cut into it real quick.
Yes.
I had an actual
Oh yeah, you better be.
important. No, I just sent you a text about it. I had a situation that just happened, so I actually have to cut out early, and I totally apologize. So,
That's fine.
yeah, it's like a
Does your wife need cookies?
no, dude. It's yes, but no, but
I was like, you better not be leaving to go buy her
no,
cookies.
no,
Come
no,
on,
no. It's
so that's fine.
actually kind of an emergency this time.
Okay, that's fine. No
Yeah,
worries, man.
absolutely. But
Anytime.
I appreciate you having me on, and it was nice meeting you and talking to you, Holly. So,
Thanks,
all
you
right.
too.
See you guys
All right,
later.
bye, Jeff.
See
See
ya.
ya.
See ya. right, so back to BlizzCon.
BlizzCon. Okay, now that Jeff's gone, we can talk about him. I'm just kidding. So BlizzCon. BlizzCon happened last week, and it was really fun. They had a lot of stuff that they talked about, but I'm only going to talk about a few things. The first thing that I want to talk about is there was not that much World of Warcraft news. They talked about some new itemization changes and some not really that many class changes, but how items work in the game differently, and that the new game, the new expansion, is going to be coming out this Thursday. Everybody that has it already, has the game, has the new game already, because they already downloaded the new patch throughout the month for people. So that's kind of cool. But I will report back later on news when actually some pop up about that specific game. But Hearthstone, which is Blizzard's card game online, which is kind of like Magic, but with Blizzard characters. And Pokemon? You can play against other people online or the computer. What was that?
Is it like Pokemon?
Yeah, or Pokemon. Yeah, however you like to compare and contrast. That's
us Nintendo folk over here, we refer to Pokemon.
Well, you could say that Pokemon's like Magic, though, too, because that came out first. But yeah. But no, Pokemon's awesome. I have a bunch of those cards. Anyways, they announced a new expansion for Hearthstone called Goblins vs. Gnomes, and that's going to be coming out this December, and I think there's going to be over 120 new cards for each side, for the Alliance side and the Horde side, so Goblins and Gnomes will be getting a whole bunch of cards added to them, which is pretty exciting, because that's a whole little feud right there going on between the Alliance and the Horde, plus it's just the gnomes and goblins are awesome, so it's kind of funny to see them have their own expansion.
Is that are those like virtual cards or are those real cards?
Those are virtual cards. So okay. The game is just a virtual game. You can play it on iPad, you can play it on PC. So it's kind of cool that they're branching out, and they're all interrelated, so you could play, they're cross platform. So I could play against someone that's on an iPad and vice versa. So, which is neat. They released information about other games too. I'll post the news up on the site, but they talked about StarCraft II, the next expansion for that, and Diablo III, and they announced a new game overall called Overwatch, which is an online multiplayer game, and it looks pretty awesome. I'll link that in the podcast notes, but won't get into it too much. The one thing that I was disappointed about that game is it's strictly online, and it's just multiplayer. Like,
is that the one with the like the kid looking characters where it's like Team Fortress or
yes? And see, that's what it reminds me of. And don't get me wrong, I love the way it looks. It looks like a movie. Like they could make a movie from Overwatch because the characters look beautiful. It feels like there's a lot of lore and background depth to everybody, but it just seems like a Team Fortress game. And I hate to dumb that this Overwatch game down. I haven't even played it yet. I don't know what it's like. I could be completely wrong. But from looking at the footage and understanding how it works and how they described it and seeing some of the gameplay that they were streaming, it kind of just reminds me of another Team Fortress game. And that's disappointing.
You know what irritated me about that game? Well, it wasn't the game. It was the coverage of the game. They were making a big deal about there being lead female characters in that game when Nintendo's been pumping out games for the past, like, 4 or 5 years with lead characters, and no one makes a big deal about that are female, you know?
I don't know. I mean, in other Blizzard games, there's plenty of other female characters. In StarCraft II, there is. In, like, Diablo, there is. I mean,
I was like, you know, Nintendo has an online shooter coming out called Splatoon that's all female characters, and I'm just like, but no one's making a big deal about that.
Because they're squids, right?
Yeah, but they're still female. Like, yeah, I don't know. I just think Nintendo always gets, like, the negative press about things, but every other company is like, oh, look at Blizzard uses girls. They're so great.
I don't know how to respond to that.
It's just like, I don't know. It's just my annoyance of negative Nintendo news.
Yeah, I can understand. I know. And it's not something revolutionary. It's been already happening. But they're giving them props for it, so whatever, right? The other thing is Master Chief Collection came out for Xbox One. That happened last night at midnight, I believe. Which I haven't gotten, but I probably will, because it's cool. You can play online multiplayer and kind of you can make a playlist of all the key story moments within all the games, all the Halo games. Because quite honestly, I've never played all of them. I've only played like one or two here and there with my friends or cousins and whatever. And this you can actually queue up in a in one seamless interface all of the major plot lines for the Halo story, and then play them all stringing together so that you can experience the story as a whole, which I don't know of any other game that's ever done that before, quite honestly. And I think that's pretty interesting and cool.
Yeah. So honestly, though, I've played through 1, 2, 3 Reach and a little bit of the ODST, and 1 was definitely the best. So if you want to just play through a game, and if they updated it with the graphics and added like
it's all
that
HD.
Good stuff,
yeah.
Like that, definitely play through 1. 1's really good.
Okay, that's good to know. But that's pretty much it for the PC news that I was going to talk about. Oh, wait. No, one more thing, because I have to mention this. One more thing. Game of Thrones, right? Telltale has been teasing this all week, and they finally announced that, like, it's going to happen sometime this year. It's going to be a 6-part saga, and the first episode of the whole thing is going to be called Iron from Ice. So,
nice. Is that the first episode or the first season?
The first episode.
Okay.
Yeah. From what I've been reading in the press and the tweets and stuff like that. So.
All right. So another release for this week besides Master Chief Collection, well, last night at midnight, was the Assassin's Creed games.
Yes.
I'm not going to really go into too much detail since they've made 21 different games in the franchise since 2007. But, yeah, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yep.
And people complain about the new Super Mario Bros. Games coming out as often as they do.
Oh yeah, they totally.
But those are good games. I don't know why people are complaining.
Yeah, but no, it's funny because Assassin's Creed, like, they're literally releasing 2 different games on the same day for 2 different like platforms. It's like, really? Like, why didn't you just make the same game on both platforms? Because then you would have to go out, if you really wanted to experience both, you'd have to go get Rogue on the PS3 or 360, and then go get Unity on the PS4 or Xbox One. And I'm just like, you're really like milking your franchise. That'd be like Nintendo saying, yeah, we're gonna release the new Zelda on the Wii U and then a completely different Zelda on the 3DS on the same day.
Have yeah fun. That would be weird. People would be like, what? Why are you doing that? Did you just see the news that Chris just posted on the site?
I did not. What was
it? It's kind of funny. He's been like, after a long 4 years since, remember that game called Just Cause?
Yeah.
They're announcing the third game.
Why? Just cause.
just cause. So.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Anyways. Go ahead. Let's jump into the Nintendo news.
Yes.
So I can let you and Holly take it from here, and I'll just comment on it. So.
So this Thursday, Nintendo has some...
It was Wednesday, I believe, actually.
This Wednesday?
Is it Wednesday?
This past Wednesday. Oh, are you talking about the Mario Kart 8 DLC?
Yeah, yes. Mario Kart 8 DLC. So they have the DLC launches this Thursday.
DLC 1, right?
What was that?
Mm-hmm.
The first DLC.
Yeah, the Mario Kart X Zelda. And it's going to have 3 new playable characters. It's Link from the Legend of Zelda series, Tanuki Mario, or is it Tanuki Peach? No, it's Tanuki Mario and Cat Peach, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm excited for Link. I want to race people being Link.
Okay, I have a question for you, Holly, because I've been looking at the tracks. Is it me, or is there 5 new tracks and 3 retro tracks? Is that correct? Did I do my count right?
I actually haven't thought about that. Okay, so there are 8 new tracks total. Okay, we could just try naming them off. There's the Mute City, the new F-Zero track.
Okay. There's Excite Bike.
Okay. We've got 2, okay. And those are both brand new.
Yes.
We're talking about the brand new ones. There's that ice, that new icy.
Yeah, then there's the dragon
course.
Level.
And the dragon one.
And then there's the Legend of Zelda Hyrule one.
Yes, that would be 5 brand new courses, unless that ice one was in a game that I didn't play or something, because
yeah,
I didn't play much of Double Dash.
I don't know. I was thinking about it, and I've played through every single Mario Kart, and I'm like, I have never seen any of those levels in another Mario Kart, but I'm like, how are they going to balance the cups? Because that means they're going to put 1 new track with 3 retro tracks? Does that make sense?
I don't know.
Yeah. Plus, there's that Yoshi-shaped track.
Well,
is that a retro one?
Yeah, that's a retro one. That one was originally on the Double Dash.
Okay, that explains it. That's the one Mario Kart I didn't play a whole lot, unfortunately.
Yeah, the Yoshi-shaped one's a retro track. Then there's also the Wario's Gold Mine?
Yep, from the Wii game.
Yeah, which is, that was like one of my favorite levels on the Wii game, so I'm so stoked for that one.
It wasn't my favorite, but Well, I'm happy.
I wonder if it's gonna have like the wall mechanics. Like, do you remember like how when you had the bike, you could kind of like run up the wall and then back down the wall to get like a speed boost?
Yeah, there were like half pipes and in a lot of levels in the Wii game.
I wonder if they're gonna have that mechanic in this one, because I used to love that mechanic in that level.
I
did too. I really liked the DK snowboarding, the DK mountain level, or whatever that one was called in the Wii game.
Yeah, I
with the big old half pipe at the end. That was so much fun.
Yeah, it was.
I doubt that will make a return, honestly. They'll probably make it into some anti-gravity thing, though how, I just don't know.
I wonder if any of the new tracks are single, like single lap tracks, kind of like the Wario Snowboard Mountain, because I really like that one.
Yeah.
And
then there were the like Woohoo Island ones.
Yeah, I would love for them to bring that back from the Wii one.
Yeah, I don't think that. I think like the tracks that like don't have three different laps, that it just is like one big old track with three different sections. I think that actually started in Mario Kart 7 with the Woohoo Island ones. But yeah, I do really like those courses a lot.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know, there's something about those courses that it just, I don't know, I like it because it has more of an epic feel, because it feels like something different's happening in causing the race to be different, where when you're playing, like, a series of three laps, it always just feels like the levels, like, the same thing each track. The only one that I could think of that where you actually see the track kind of deteriorates, that, is it called Grumble Volcano, I think? Where you,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is a really cool level, because like you start losing pieces of the track, and each lap actually feels different.
Well, it keeps things interesting and keeps everybody on their game. So at that point, you're like have to really be skilled and not fall off the track or fall in the lava.
Yeah, there was a really awesome level on the Double Dash one, and I know it's not like it's. I don't know if mainstream it would be really cool and if people would accept it, because it's kind of a cop out, but there was this level, it was like the Baby Mario Park, and
played that this weekend. Yeah
it's literally just an oval, like a really small oval, but it's seven laps, but it gets ridiculous because like the weapons are
powerful. Yeah, and the placement,
well, it's not that they're powerful, they're just placed like right after each other, so it's like everyone's just getting power-ups like 2 seconds later. So it's like, it's just like weapons flying all over the place. It's great.
It adds to it, the challenge, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Do you want to talk about the Amiibo update?
Well, let me just finish talking about the DLC. So there's also four new carts in there. Mm-hmm. There's the Captain Falcon's, wow, why can't I remember the name of his cart?
The Blue Falcon.
Thank you. The Blue Falcon. There's the Epona motorcycle thing for Link. I don't know the actual Nintendo name of it.
Master Cycle?
And then
nice.
There,
I believe.
There is the B-Dasher, which is making its return from 7, I believe.
I feel like that one actually got its roots, or got its beginnings in Mario Kart DS for some reason.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Isn't that the, he's actually, I want to say he's on the cover with that, the B-Dasher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, it's the only reason I remember that.
And then what was the last cart? It was,
it's like a cat.
Yeah, the cat cart.
Like a Catmobile or something.
They should put the Batmobile in there. That'd be so sick.
Oh, you know what? I think it might actually be called the Catmobile. And so if that's the case, then geez,
yeah,
I wonder if that
cool.
was on purpose.
If
they
can,
purposely
if they can toss in Mercedes-Benz, in there, they could do something fun like that.
Possibly. I'm surprised. Well, I'm sure like one of the bikes probably looks like an Excitebike bike. So
that would be cool too.
I can't wait for the Animal Crossing level in May. I just like think it's gonna be so cool driving through like an Animal Crossing town. I could see like them putting pitfalls all around, which would be hilarious.
Like big ditches.
Yeah, and then you'll like go over the waterways. You'll see people fishing. It'll be great, great fun. Okay, so we'll talk about the Amiibo update. Last night there was a Wii U system update to add the Amiibo support. I don't know if that's what you were talking about.
Yeah,
for
that's what I was talking
the
about.
Amiibo update. But there's also today they announced the second, or no, that'll be the third line of Amiibos are coming out in February, and these are gonna include retailer specific Amiibos. The only one that I know for sure right now is Shulk, and he is exclusive to GameStop, which is kind of
Whatever, I get
lame,
them from
but.
there anyways, so.
Well, I get them from Best Buy, so I have to make a special trip to GameStop to get Shulk, but
Oh,
I
see,
will.
GameStop is right across the street from where I live, so Best Buy is like way out of my way.
They also announced some third-party characters that are going to be in that set. There'll be Mega Man and Sonic in that set.
Sweet. I cannot. I want Mega Man
Yeah, so
and
do I.
Sonic. I mean, I like them
And
both,
then
so.
there's some other ones from Nintendo franchises that are coming in. There's Ike, there's King Dedede. there's Meta Knight. Am I forgetting any?
Lucario, Rosalina, and Luma, Bowser, Toon Link, Sheik. That was
Did you get that off your
it.
head?
Nope, I have an image sitting right here in front of me.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I don't know. I mean,
I should have just said like, yep,
yep.
I'm that smart,
I would have
but
believed you, Holly. So,
I'm like Abraham Lincoln. I can't lie.
or George Washington.
No, it was Abraham Lincoln. It was Honest Abe.
Honest Abe and George Washington with the
No,
cherry tree.
Washington cut down the
He
cherry
cannot tell
tree.
a lie.
Oh, I don't know.
He chopped down the cherry tree, remember?
I was thinking.
Well, both of them.
I was.
Any president who was actually good.
Yeah, back the
couldn't
real
tell a lie.
presidents back then. Yeah, so the ones on money.
I was hoping you were talking about lying and not having a beard, but I don't know.
Ah.
Oh my gosh.
I should grow an.
But yeah,
I should totally
that
grow an
was really.
Abraham Lincoln beard. That'd be epic.
Movember, dude.
I don't even know what that means.
No shave November.
No Shave November.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were talking
Yeah,
about.
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's still too hot down here to do that. So you gotta wait for, give me like December or January.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm still in the 80s. I can't be having a beard in
It's
the
like
80s.
winter here in the Midwest. Come on, man. So.
Yeah, I'm sitting here being very cold. I'm in Utah.
Yeah. Oh,
And
you're
it's
even
quite
cold.
cold at the
Yeah,
moment.
here I'm in Michigan and it's cold here. So.
Yeah, in Florida, it's nice and peachy.
My mom in Seattle though, in the Pacific Northwest in that area, she even said it's getting quite cold over there as well.
Wow, it's actually 63 here right now. That's so uncomfortable.
Okay, enough with your awesome weather. Let's move on to your
Okay,
Amiibo
there's more. They also Nintendo has also teamed with Loot Crate to make
Yes.
subscription-based loot crates for Amiibos.
I'm excited about that.
They haven't really went into too many details on what it's going to include or how much it's going to be, but you could sign up
No.
for, I guess, like a newsletter or some kind of wish list thing.
Well, just like an email notification
Yeah, and they'll
so that you
notify you in
can.
detail. I actually do the loot crate for the site, so we do unboxings occasionally. I didn't do the last one just because I was traveling and I missed it, and I'm like, yeah, well, I don't want to post it after the fact. But the next one I'm going to definitely do online. And it's going to work like I have a feeling it's going to work like this. They're going to charge more than the price of the Amiibo. They're going to pack in extra Nintendo goodies, but you're going to get the Amiibo. And you're going to pay for either 1 month or 3 or 4 month, or it's going to be a length. And I don't know if they're going to make you pay for it monthly or all up front.
Well,
So,
what they need to do is they need to tell me what amiibos that you'll be getting in there
they will.
before the
They said
21st
they will
because.
tell you the ones that are going to be available. And I think they already announced the ones that there are going to be in the loot crate pack. So.
Okay, because if they don't tell me by the 21st, I'm just going to Best Buy and spending
Well,
some
I
money.
hope they don't put the same. I mean, I hope they don't just put all the basic the first run,
Well,
you
there's only
know.
12 that are coming out until the middle of December.
I know, but I'm just saying, I hope that they try to like randomize them to the fact where you know that you're going to get like the last four or these five. That way you don't double purchase them,
Oh
you
yeah,
know?
that's what I'm saying. Like if they don't tell me what I'm getting, I'm definitely not doing it.
Oh yeah. I think it'd be fun to get one in the mail every once in a while. That way you don't have to constantly go out and and keep buying them. That'd be cool. It'd be like a little surprise, you know?
Well, the thing with that is, though, is like, I think it was Iwata that said they're going to do limited edition runs, so.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Is I would sign up for it if I'm going to get an exclusive one that you can't get in the store.
No, they're not going to do that, but I'm just afraid that if I hold off on getting, say, Wii Fit Villager, and then they don't include it in there, and then I can't find
Wait,
it.
Wait, Wii Fit Villager?
Yeah,
well, I know. Like, what are you talking about?
Wii Fit Trainer. I'm sorry. Wii Fit Trainer.
The she yoga villager is like that your
yeah, that's
hybrid amiibo.
We're gonna be it's get the new game is gonna be called Wii Fit Animal Crossing, and you're gonna walk around your town, and it's gonna be real life walking. So you're gonna have to actually get on the balance board, and you're gonna have to walk around Animal Crossing town.
It's the yoga instructor in Animal Crossing. There you go.
Trademark pending. Nintendo, don't steal my idea.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So anyways, let's go ahead and talk about a little bit about the Nintendo Direct from last week, and that was last Wednesday. And Michael still hasn't watched this, even though I told him last podcast to watch this, so we could talk about it this podcast, but that's neither here nor there. So they showed off a little bit more of, well, I guess we'll start with the first announcement. I'll let Holly talk about that.
Well, we got a very... Well, to me, it was kind of surprising announcement right at the beginning of the Direct instead of, you know, like starting with Iwata or anything like that. It started with a trailer, like the announcement trailer for Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask 3D.
Now, I will agree with you. It's surprising. It's not surprising they're making the game on the 3DS because I kind of seen the writing on the wall of it coming. It was surprising that they announced it when they did.
Yeah, they wanted to, I think, keep people's attention right off the bat and give them something for constantly watching the Directs.
I thought it was funny that people actually thought that they were going to show off the new 3DS. I was like, yeah, right before holiday? I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah. They're not going to do that. Yeah. Unless it's unless they're going to be releasing it on holiday, and it's going to be like 2 or 3 weeks before then, because they want people hyped and ready to go to out and purchase one and pre-order one.
Yeah, I'm really interested in Majora's Mask only because of what Anuma's been writing about it. I think I pronounced his name right, but he basically said that they've been working on it since 2011, but they've actually been like they've updated and changed a lot in the game. So I'm kind of curious to what they've changed in the game and how they've updated it.
Yeah, it's going to be cool to see. I mean, I'm getting it just to play through it and experience.
Another thing, they said they wanted to make it more accessible to fans. So I'm wondering how, like, I'm guessing they've changed something with the 3-day system. I don't know what it is and how it's going to be more accessible.
Do you think they made it easier, or do you maybe added some sort of timer for it or something? I don't know.
I think they'll have a song in there that you can go to a specific point in time. I think that's going to be the change.
That does sound likely, because for people who, you know, want the main or the challenge of the original to be retained, they wouldn't have to use the song.
Exactly. Like, that's why I'm like, I think there's going to be a song where you're going to be able to say, I want to go to day one at this time. That way you can get all your quests done if you've missed it, like all the side quests that are in there. But it's going to be, like Holly was saying, it's going to be where something you don't have to use it if you don't want to. It's just going to be available. It's kind of like in Wind Waker HD on the Wii U when they added the quick sale. You can go get the quick sale, but you don't have to. I don't know why you wouldn't, but...
Yeah. You like a punishment
well,
in time.
Yeah. I kind of agree with that. Even people who... wanted the original challenge of Wind Waker to be there still. I think they'd still use the quick sail just because sailing is tedious in that game. It's not exactly fun, so not the exact same thing, but it's kind of the same concept. But I actually was kind of cutting in to let you guys know that I'm probably going to have to drop out too.
Okay.
Well, I think we pretty much covered everything. That we had on our notes, at least, Anthony.
Yeah, we're just basically wrapping up the Direct, and then we'll be taking off as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that works for me. I was going to leave you guys with, like, a question.
Yeah.
A listener question for old time's sake that you can discuss after I leave, but I can't think of anything.
Oh, no.
Something quirky. Like that question about, like, did you skip school to play a video game? I got nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, because we answered that one, I think, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a similar question, but I'm drawing a blank. I always, these questions that I ask, they usually come to me at random times in the middle of the day, so I can't just, like, conjure one up.
That makes sense. We understand. Well, you were here at least, so that's even better. So we appreciate you hopping on with us. This is fun.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem. Anytime.
So,
yeah, anytime.
So, yeah, you guys can talk about a TV show or something after I've left. I gotta be off.
All right.
Thanks
all right,
again.
Take care.
And we'll see ya.
Right. See ya.
See ya.
Okay, so continuing with the Direct, they did show off, after they showed the Majora's Mask, I'm not going to go in order, I'm kind of just going to jump around from here and
there. Just jump around to your favorite stuff, the big hitting items.
They showed some more games that are going to support amiibos. They did mention what the amiibos characters are going to do in Mario Kart 8. You'll be able to use certain amiibos. I don't have the list in front of me, but you'll be able to dress your Mii character in those costumes. So, like, if you put, I know, for instance, Captain Falcon's one. If you load him up, you'll be able to put Captain Falcon into the game as with like a Mii costume, and so on. There's like a Kirby one, I think, and some other ones. So that's what it's gonna do for Mario Kart 8. They did announce Hyrule Warriors is gonna support amiibo characters. I know in the Direct they only talked about Link. And what Link's going to do is it'll give him a weapon. All the other ones can be used in Hyrule Warriors, but they're just going to give Link or like your main game like items and weapons and materials. I know today, this wasn't in the Direct, but today when they announced that second line of or the third line of amiibos that's coming out, they did say that Sheik, Zelda, and Toon Link are also going to be characters in the amiibos will be characters that you can use in Hyrule Warriors.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they're actually going to do more than just give you an item and stuff, though. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do. I'm hoping Toon Link is a playable character because that's awesome.
Well, yeah, that would be cool.
That's the only Link that's not, or that's the only thing that'd be the only amiibo that's not actually playable that's compatible with it. So that'd be interesting to see.
I think that'd be really neat to see the contrasting look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let's see, they also showed an extended trailer of Kirby and the Rainbow Curse. That game's gonna launch in February. It's gonna be $40. I'm pretty excited about that.
I am too. I love Kirby games.
Yeah,
so.
And it has a local four-player multiplayer mode.
Oh,
and
sweet.
One person can draw on the gamepad. It's kind of like, actually, it's a synchronous co-op, like I was talking about earlier with Stealth Inc.
Yeah.
Where one person draws the lines on the gamepad, and the other people will play as the little Waddle Dee guy, and they'll be like a more traditional 2D platformer where you're kind of helping them out on the touchpad. So that's pretty cool. They showed three other trailers for games that are coming out that like really blew my mind. The trailer for Splatoon looks amazing. They showed a single player mode. Cannot wait for that game. They showed an extended trailer of Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Which I want to see really badly.
Yeah, you need to see it. They actually showed New Los Angeles as a home base, which kind of reminded me of like a Grand Theft Auto San Andreas kind of look, which is
kind of
weird.
That.
Yeah, because it's like you have like this whole like Monster Hunter or Xenoblade world where there's just huge, vast plains with these huge creatures and animals along there. But then you add in that fact where it's like an actual like location with like cars and people, so it's kind of it's kind of interesting. The other trailer they showed was a trailer for Captain Toad where they showed over the over 70 levels. They showed like a second or two of each level, and that game.
Oh, like zooming through it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and to me, like that trailer for Captain Toad is kind of like what the Nintendo Direct for Super Mario 3D World did for that game. Whereas the trailer at E3 was just okay, but then they showed like a trailer closer to launch, and you're just like, wow, this game is phenomenal. I have to get this game. So that game just went from like I'm probably gonna buy it to a must have, in my opinion. On the 3DS side, I know I kind of usually talk about Wii U more than I do 3DS. But on the 3DS side of the world, they showed a little bit more of Codename Steam from Intelligent Systems, the creators of Fire Emblem and the Advance Wars series.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, that looks really good. It actually kind of reminds me of, what's that movie with Tom Sawyer in it?
Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, the character Tom Sawyer. It's League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It kind of reminds me of that.
Oh.
Because it has characters like your Abraham Lincoln or your Tom Sawyer, or there's a Tiger Lily character. It's like historical figure kind of characters.
Sure.
And they're playing on a battlefield, and it's turn-based mixed with real-time strategy. So it looks really unique. It might be something you'd be really interested in. You should give it a look at if you haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take a look. I'm going to watch the direct after this. Codename Steam. I have seen press snippets here and there about it, but I haven't really seen any videos or anything.
Yeah, they also showed off the Ultimate NES Remix for the 3DS, which is basically the best of the games from the NES Remix and the NES
I don't know how I feel about those, honestly.
They're really fun. The ones on the Wii U are awesome.
Really?
I would get it. I would get it probably. I mean, there's some cool exclusive stuff in there, but I would still prefer to get them on the Wii U. Like, I still think the Wii U is the definitive versions.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, and then they have the they showed off the Persona Q edition of the 3DS XL.
Yeah, that I've seen bouncing around.
They also showed a little bit off of Sonic Boom. They showed Miyamoto's Pikmin short movies, which were available after the direct for $5 to buy. And they did show off a reel of indie games that are coming out. I won't talk about all the indie games because there's a lot. I'll kind of just hit on the really good ones that I think are going to be like game changers. Like, I really think that Citizens of Earth looks great. Unfortunately, it just got delayed, but I'm still super excited for
that.
Yeah, that
one
game.
Looks fun.
I'm really excited from the game from Renegade Kid. There's two of them. There's Zeo Drifter, and there's Treasure Knots. Both of those games look incredible.
Oh yeah, I've seen the trailer for Treasure Knots.
One of the games I actually got this week to review, and I'm really excited about, and that's Tengami. And the final one I'm going to talk about is SteamWorld Heist, which is the follow-up to SteamWorld Dig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to that. But that's about it from the Nintendo Direct. It was, honestly, it was a very good Direct, in my opinion, because it kind of gave the consumer confidence to, hey, buy your Wii U now. There's more coming in the future. So I think it did what it had to do.
And that's what they need to keep establishing, especially for the holidays.
Exactly. And I feel like they did a really good job doing that.
Sweet. Well, I'll definitely watch it.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely recommend it. That's basically all I have to talk about. I don't know if I've seen anything because most of the shows were off last week because of
But I don't want to talk about it because I'm not done with it yet. So
yeah, but most of the shows were off last week because of the elections. So I don't know if I have anything.
I've been watching
about.
Walking Dead. I'm on episode 3. I have 2 more to go. So I don't want to talk about any of that till I'm done with it.
Yeah, so, I think that's about it. I'm excited this Thursday to play. Let me talk a little bit about Smash Brothers for the 3DS. I actually got Smash Brothers. I just want to kind of get a quick update because I was very, very weary of getting the game.
Are you going to talk about it now or next week?
No, I'm just going to talk about it real quick. Just a real quick thing as a kind of a little bonus thing. I did get Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS, and it is really good. It's a good version of Smash Brothers, but my But my fears were kind of realized when I realized if I wasn't playing online with anybody, I have nobody to play with. And I don't really feel like they put enough into the game from what I've played so far to have a competent single-player experience. I really feel like what I would have personally have done if I was creating the game, which I'm not and I don't get paid to do it, but like these guys do, but I would have... To me, what would have been the best thing to do, since it doesn't have amiibo support yet, what they should have did was they should have had pre-leveling. That basically, you can level your characters up to level 50, and once there's amiibo support onto there, you can transfer your data to the amiibos.
How do you know you can't do that? Because this connects to the Wii U.
No, it does, but there's nothing in the game right now that's leveling your characters up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the way you level your characters up in the Wii U version is you just input them, and they either fight with you as allies, or they fight against you, and they learn how you fight, and they level up. What I'm saying is they should have you actually level up. You take that character, transfer it to the Wii U, and then from there it puts that onto the amiibo. At least it would feel like I'm doing something then, and I'm accomplishing something by playing the game solo. But the only thing I'm seeing right now that's really worth it is you can design your character, you could unlock stuff, which for your Mii characters, and I'm thinking you'll be able to move that to the Wii U version.
Yeah, I think so as well,
so I think that's gonna be like the kind of the thing. I
well,
just
they're
feel
really pushing getting the 3DS and Wii U version because of how they tie in together.
Yeah, and it's a great game. It's very well made. I just feel like they could have, like, since it's on a handheld and it's kind of a more personal experience, they should have catered to that in the game instead of still making it a multiplayer-first game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, that's my only gripe. Other than that, it is a great game, and it's a great version of Smash Brothers.
I know. I've been saying that for a few weeks now. Perhaps a month. But yeah.
All right, I think that's about all I have to talk about.
All right. Well, me too. So I guess this is Michael and Anthony signing off from GameGravy.com.
Peace.
See ya.